News release. Colson concerts. The Colson concerts are back this year with an exciting lineup of Canadian musical artists. This folk and roots series is presented in a quaint historic church in Oro-Medonte, located in the hamlet of Colson at 301 Horseshoe Valley Road W, and hosted by local singer-songwriter Ann Walker. The venue. This little white church has stood watch at the top of Colson Hill on the Horseshoe Valley Road for over 140 years. The church, built in 1881, was closed as a place of worship in the 1960s and recently restored, preserving many original features, including an ornate Victorian tin ceiling, pews, plank flooring, a cast iron and nickel-plated stove, and the original pulpit. Colson Church provides an enchanting setting in which to enjoy authentic Canadian music. Information and tickets available at annwalker.ca/the-colson-concerts. Concert calendar, detailed descriptions below. Sunday, April 28, 2 p.m. Emily Jean Flack. Sunday, May 26, 2 p.m., Joey Taylor with Six String Nation. Sunday, June 23, 2 p.m., Tanis Sliman and Lewis Melville. Sunday, July 28, 2 p.m., Wendell Ferguson. Sunday, August 25, 2 p.m., Ann Walker. Sunday, September 29, 2 p.m., Blair Packham. Sunday, April 28, 2 p.m., Emily Jean Flack. Emily Jean Flack's artistic journey defies convention, marked by her bold fusion of traditional Celtic elements with modern sounds. Her live performance is dynamic, seamlessly blending original songs with traditional Celtic instrumentals and the percussive magic of step dancing. Emily's voice has an undeniable quality that carries a raw and emotive power resonating deeply with listeners as she crafts a spellbinding experience that leaves audiences captivated. Emily's foray into the world of music started at home with her mother, Denise, the principal singer of the group Leahy. Gifted with a natural ability to sing and dance, Emily followed her desire for music and has become a unique and dynamic artist in her own right. She has performed at Summerfolk, Godrich Celtic Roots Festival, Ottawa Bluesfest, and has toured extensively throughout the UK and Europe. Sunday, May 26, 2 p.m., Six String Nation with Joey Taylor. Joey Taylor is a multiple award-winning writer, broadcaster, consultant and cultural entrepreneur. Six String Nation, conceived in 1995, took 11 years to bring to life and is centered around a single acoustic guitar nicknamed Voyager. This unique instrument has been crafted from 64 pieces of wood, bone, metal, stone and horn, representing a variety of cultures, communities, characters and events from every province and territory of Canada. The project combines music, media, community engagement, and the dynamics of Canadian history and multicultural identity. Six String Nation is a multimedia presentation that is informative, entertaining, inspiring and profoundly moving for Canadians of all backgrounds. The show distills stories of Canada's diverse cultures, communities, and characters. Joey's presentation goes beyond Canada's cultural clichés, galvanizing audiences with a story that is as deeply personal as each individual in the room and as vast as the country itself. Voyager is an object that is at once a touchstone, a talking stick and a living instrument that will be brought to life through performances by guest artists, Patty McLaughlin, Ann Walker and John Prince. Sunday, June 23, 2 p.m. Tanis Sliman and Lewis Melville. With musical roots firmly planted in the soil of the Canadian prairies and a passion for lyrical vocal harmonies, Tanis Sliman has been singing, songwriting, recording and touring for over 35 years. She has three solo albums and numerous guest vocal appearances on others, including those by Willie P. Bennett, Valdi, David Francie and Rio Statix. In fact, her name appears in the credits of over 100 recordings. Through the years, Tanis Sliman has been involved in the Bird Sisters, the Lucky Sisters, Boreal, Ondine Chorus, Essentia and has been described as a breathtaking vocalist with a bright and angelic disposition. Lewis Melville is a Guelph, Ont. Composer, producer, recording artist, and multi-instrumentalist. Guitars, banjo, pedal steel, mandolin. His musical adventures have taken him across Canada, North America, Europe, Asia, and Africa with Canadian band Skydiggers, Rio Statics, and others. His playing can be heard on scores of albums by other artists, including the multi-million-selling album, Gordon, by Barenaked Ladies. Sunday, July 28, 2 p.m. Wendell Ferguson. Wendell Ferguson won the Canadian Country Music Association's Guitar Player of the Year Award so many times, 7, that he is no longer eligible to receive the honor. From the first time that he heard Chet Atkins's recording of Mr. Sandman, he was hooked, and only one thing ever held his interest, the guitar. He'd already been taking lessons for 3 years when the Beatles came on the scene, and he was soon hard at work lifting their licks, along with Ventures, The Stones, Les Paul and, of course, the aforementioned Mr. Atkins. Years of touring, radio and television appearances and recording with some of the biggest names such as Shania Twain, The Wilkinsons, The Dixie Chicks, Shelley Wright, Deanna Carter, Gary Allen, Patti Loveless, Tracy Byrd, Gordon Lightfoot, Sylvia Tyson, along with many more, have given Wendell's songwriting a unique perspective. Sunday, August 25, 2 p.m. Ann Walker. A haunting voice that is strong, clear and expressive. Well-crafted songs that range from deeply moving to downright funny. This is singer-songwriter Ann Walker. A gifted storyteller, her songs have a timeless quality that draws the listener in. Anne's rich voice lends itself well to the variety of her material, a pleasing blend of folk, country, ballads and blues, and humor. A powerful voice delivering beautiful songs, she will engage your heartstrings and your sense of humor. Raised on a small farm in Ontario, Anne's rural roots are evident in the beauty of her music and the quiet strength of her words. Sunday, September 29, 2 p.m. Blair Packham. In pursuit of the perfect song, Blair Packham is usually up to something cool. Influenced by everyone from Elvis Costello to John Prine, Blair Packham long ago found his own voice as a writer, and loves sharing his songs, and some laughs, with audiences everywhere. First and foremost, Blair is a storyteller. The Toronto-based performer's songs themselves are stories of joy, triumph, heartbreak and loss. In between songs, Blair reliably adds something funny or quirky to the narrative. Blair has been writing songs for over 40 years. For the past 15 years, he has taught songwriting at Toronto's Seneca College, and via Song Studio, his annual songwriting workshop. Blair's band, The Jitters, crossed Canada countless times in the 1980s, headlining and opening shows for legends like The Kinks, Heart, Huey Lewis and the News, The Beach Boys, or sharing stages with Blue Rodeo, Gowan, and the Northern Pikes. More recently, Blair has placed songs in TV and film soundtracks, such as Dawson's Creek, Beyblade, Spliced and many more. Zombietown, the 2023 feature film starring Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase, showcases Blair's song, Lucky Me.